A president that guided the country through the university through its darkest hour, a far-reaching educational philosophy, a university leader who was a bit of a scoundrel. The history of Illinois State University is full of unique and little-known stories. Laura Kennedy has more with the author of a new book that digs deep into the university's past and uncovers heroes, scalawags, and a governor with a soft spot for castles.
April Carlene Anderson spends her days literally surrounded by the history of ISU. As university archivist, she has access to items great and small pertaining to the one-time teachers' college, now university. Anderson says she was surprised that no one in the 160-year history of ISU had actually penned a book about the university. So she did it herself. Put out by Arcadia Publishing, the new book is part of a nationwide campus history series. Anderson explained she wanted to give alumni, students, and the community a chance to learn about the campus. She traced a variety of tales about early days of the university, including the influence of an educational philosophy known as Herbartianism, which was introduced by educator Charles DeGarmo.
It is actually a German-based educational philosophy that was started around the 1830s in Germany. Charles DeGarmo, when he was a student, decided he was going to go to Jena, Germany, and learn this philosophy, and he brought it back to the United States and brought it back directly to Illinois State, which is where this form of pedagogy known as Herbartianism was found. It became known as American Herbartianism, and the five founders of this Herbartianism movement, which was Charles DeGarmo, there's three McMurrays. There's Lyda McMurray, Charles McMurray, and Frank McMurray.
Not Fred McMurray?
See, you're throwing me.
Sorry.
So many names. And Cecil Van Loo. They were all here in the 1890s. And with John Cook, they developed and blossomed this form of pedagogy that became the pedagogy taught in the United States. It was all the normal schools were teaching it. It was started and founded here. There was even a national organization known as the American Herbartianism. We were that founding educational philosophy that's taught. And elements of that are still found in education, that if you go to a school today, you still see elements of that philosophy in schools. So we founded that here.
Could you give me an example of the philosophy?
Sure. So in a nutshell, if you think of it as developing a moral character. So if you have a small child and you have them in their class and you want to teach them about being an upstanding citizen, you teach them about Charles Hovey and how Charles Hovey, with the students who were on campus and they were all trying to go to the Civil War and they wanted to fight in the Civil War, he says, no, 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 I'll join with you if you get that degree. He got permission to have the 33rd Illinois from Abraham Lincoln. They all joined up together once they got their degrees and they went off to fight in battle. That's an upstanding citizen if you've ever seen one. And if you teach children about these amazing people in history, they too in turn will want to be moral citizens. And so you're creating a moral citizen to be part of our community and our larger community. So you still see some of that in education today, teaching people about morality and also repetitiveness. So you go to say third and fourth and fifth grade and you're learning the same math you learned from your previous year, but they're tacking on a little extra. And that was also found in Herbartianism. So you do see small elements of Herbartianism in today's education.
You can see a photo of author April Carlene Anderson, along with acclaimed actor and ISU graduate Gary Cole, who brandished the saber of ISU President Charles Hovey, on our website, wglt.org.